Hey, this is Lizzie with your CH Prize News. It's time for another episode of the Prize Podcast. This week's podcast will feature an interview with two students who are participating in the election in Mr. Wilcox's class. Wilcox's class has been learning about the election process and the views of each of the two main political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Hi, it's Joel Ruiz interviewing the Democrat President and Vice President, Jay Eubanks and Marta Waters. Hi, Marta. What made you want to run for Vice President?
What made me want to run for Vice President is I believe that a woman Vice President in the White House is a great opportunity for anybody.
Okay, and why is this position important to you?
This position is important to me because as the Vice President, I can enforce anything that the President says.
Has this experience changed how you feel about the real presidential election?
Yes, it has, because I've experienced what difficulties and problems that everyone in the election goes through, and it's very hard for anybody to do, but I can uphold it.
Why should people vote for you?
They should vote for me because I am a great asset to the President, and I believe I can enforce anything that he or she says.
Marta, what are your beliefs?
My beliefs are, I believe that we should cut back on military spending.
Thank you. Any last remarks?
Yeah, vote for Marta Waters for Vice President and Jay Eubanks for President.
Now to Jay. Are there any regrets for running?
Not at all.
Is it like you thought it would be?
All the arguing, I thought it was going to be a little easier, but at the end, I found out that I shouldn't pick sides because it'll affect my life.
Is this harder than you expected?
No.
Why should people vote for you?
They should vote for me because I will enforce racism laws.
Jay, what are your beliefs?
I believe that all the laws are good now, but they should be enforced to a certain extent.
Thank you so much for your time. Are there any last remarks?
Yes, vote Jay Eubanks for Democrat President and Marta Waters for the Vice President.
That was Marta and Jay. The Democrat, President, and Vice President, do what's best and vote.
Next, Career Day is coming. The date is April 18th. Stay tuned to the Prize Podcast for further details. If you have any ideas, stop and see Mr. Stevens. Next, students are preparing for the FCAT. How do I do that, you ask? Well, go to the school on time every day and pay attention to class. Do your homework, eat right, get plenty of exercise, and a good night's sleep. Remember, your body has to be as ready as well as your mind. And that was Izzy keeping the news fresh.
Here's what's going on around school this week. We hope everyone enjoyed our 3-day weekend and have the President's Day off. Don't forget your hat and slipper day for Friday. It's the last day you can support the March of Dimes to help fight birth defects. Just for $1, you can wear a hat and slipper. So get your craziest hat and your fuzziest slippers and bring your dollar to help support babies. Hey, Price students. You could be a lucky winner of some basketball Gator tickets. Students will be nominated by their homeroom teachers, and then names will be drawn. The tickets will be for one of the 3 days, February 24th, March 30th, or April 17th. Students who are nominated must have good attendance, good behavior, and always do their best. Good luck. Go Gators! Time is running out for you to get your yearbooks for $25. You can only get them at this price for a limited time. The cost of the yearbook will go up to $30 in March, so get yours ASAP. You can order the yearbook online or buy it at your school. See Ms. Spearing in the front office for details. Order soon before it's time. Too late.
Hey students, it's Kevin with what's happening around school. Students, there are lots of activities coming up in the next weeks and months at Price. It's important that you keep up your grades and stay out of the dean's office so that you will be able to attend events like basketball games, field day, dances, cookouts, and other fun things. Springtime is a lot of fun at Price, but only for those who follow the rules and do their best. Eighth graders, keep this in mind. The Busch Gardens trip is set for April 29th. There are 3 requirements for you to be able to go on this trip. You must have passing grades in all of your classes, you must have no more than 1 referral during the second semester, and you could not have been suspended at all in the second semester. This is a fun trip and one you do not want to miss, so be on your best behavior and work hard in your classes, 8th graders.
This is
Jade,
Lizzie,
and Kevin
with the CH Prize News. See ya!